Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Haley and Lachlan with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a review by consulting firm KPMG has found that the cost of Queensland's residential care fund for at-risk children has massively ballooned, going from costing the state $200 million to $1 billion annually over the past decade. Providers of non-family residential care were found to be investing in gold and cryptocurrency, with some CEOs being paid up to $680,000 a year. It was discovered that one provider had nearly a quarter of a million in gold and two Mercedes-Benz automobiles. The Minister for Child Safety called the findings, quote, "nothing short of disgraceful," lambasting shareholders for profiting off of vulnerable children. No providers were directly named in the report, but the top 15 were shown to be receiving half of all funding. The Commissioner's final report and recommendations are due to be released in late May.
Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has requested that the federal government fast-track environmental approvals for a proposed project in the Taroom Trough area in central Queensland. Earlier this year, the Commonwealth was granted the ability to issue national interest exemptions for projects subject to federal environmental laws, with coal and gas not included in the rule. Mr. Crisafulli has since stated that, quote, "unlocking the Taroom Trough is critical to locking in future national fuel security," and that his request to accelerate the approval is about, quote, "streamlining the process and coordinating infrastructure needed to get it out of the ground sooner."
And in national news, despite the show that I'm on probably going to be talking about this, populations of squid have been sighted off the coast of South Australia, despite their supposed decimation due to the 2025 algal bloom. Southern calamari disappeared from parts of the coastline after the eruption of an algae killed many marine animals. However, fishers have spotted the large squid among groups of smaller squids returning to the area. The sighting was followed immediately by calls to extend squid fishing bans throughout the region to aid the species' repopulation. Executive Director of the South Australia Research and Development Institute, Mike Steer, calls the southern calamari the, quote, "rock stars of the ocean because they live fast and die young." So there are great hopes for the quick rebounding of their population.
The majority of refugees and asylum seekers in Australia can access life-saving Medicare, but a large number can't and are ineligible, missing out, and deemed a group of doctors and nurses in Sydney. Roughly 1 in 3 refugees have been denied access to healthcare due to the nature of their visas, with one man stuck on a wait list for 10 years only being offered counseling for suicidal thoughts after not having any way to get surgery for a pacemaker after suffering heart failure. Another woman seeking care for an advanced pregnancy said she did not seek assistance sooner due to not being eligible. Over 130 medical professionals have written a letter to the Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke, raising concerns over the lack of desperately needed health care, emphasizing the benefits of early intervention compared to the risk of long-term complications for untreated conditions and the increased cost of treatment.
And in international news, the military ruler of Burkina Faso, Ibrahim Traoré, said that the people should forget about democracy. The 37-year-old, who banned political parties outright in January, said in an interview with the country's state broadcaster that democracy isn't for us, and that the prior democracy of the country and of others was false, adding, quote, "democracy, we kill children. Democracy, we drop bombs. We kill women. We destroy hospitals. We kill civilian populations. What is democracy? Human Rights Watch said in a report that over 1,800 civilians had been killed by the military and other groups in Burkina Faso since 2023, accusing them of committing crimes against humanity and war crimes. Ibrahim took power in September 22, following a coup that overthrew the junta, which itself only took power 9 months before. A transition to democracy had been planned in 2024, before the junta extended Ibrahim's rule until 2029.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach H, which is in the very high band.
And there you go. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more, but in the meantime, find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.